Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we're so grateful. Thank you, Lord, for the magnificent Word of God. I am so grateful, Lord, for the privilege to share your Word with others. I'm so grateful for the anointing of the magnificent, wonderful Holy Ghost and how He works on this earth today. How great it is, Lord, to work for you and to know that you're the King and that you're my King. And that you can do all things, that nothing is hard for you. I'm grateful that you're my King. Now, as the word goes out today, bless it, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Now then, we're going to start on here about where we left off in 1 Peter chapter 3. I'm going to go back up and recover just a second here, starting with verse 12. It says there in verse 12, 1 Peter 3:12, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." Now, who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? But, and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. Now, who is he talking about here? He says, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Well, then he says, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? What he's trying to say there in verse 13, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? In other words, who is it that does you harm when you follow evil? Well, of course, it's Satan and his host of evil spirits. So, when you see what he's trying to say here, as long as you're following that which is good, those that do evil will not be able to touch you. Because in verse 14 he says, but and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. In other words, these critters, these evil spirits, these unclean spirits, they come by to torment you. But if you haven't opened the door by doing evil, they can't torment you. So they may come by and try, but they can do nothing unless you give them legal right through sin. So you don't have to be afraid of them anymore. Then he says there, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Now then, every one of us as Christians, we should be walking in obedience to the Word of God, and we should be having the revelation from God as we read and study this magnificent book. We should have this magnificent testimony in our heart that we're ready to give to anyone that comes, so that people will know that they will know that they will know that we have had an encounter with the living God. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Set him apart in there. Do a good work with the Lord, and be ready always, not sometimes, be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. I'm telling you, we should absolutely have such great and awesome testimonies in our heart to pour out to people. We should never meet a human being we don't talk to about Jesus. We should tell them about the best thing that ever happened to us. Wow. Verse 16 says, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Now then, those evil spirits that are in people, and that's where they are. Most of them are in people. And those people, as they will allow those evil spirits to speak out of their mouth, they will accuse you and speak evil of you. But they will be falsely accusing you because your goodness in Christ. So whatever you do, don't listen to the enemy. Serve the Lord and do what he says. And verse 17 says, "For it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing." Now, we know that it is the will of God for you to suffer for evil-doing, because if you do evil, then whoever it is, whether it be in the spirit world or in the physical world, if you're even driving exceeding the speed limit, you take a chance of having to pay a ticket. And therefore, the money that you worked for, you're going to have to pay a lot of it out to the officers or to the court because you've broken the laws. Now, but if you don't break the law, you don't have to sweat those things. Well, if you don't break the spiritual laws, you don't have to sweat those things either. But the Lord says, it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. Now, a lot of people go to do good for the Lord and are preaching His Word and everything else. And people stone them, or they throw them out, or some of them even get killed. But if you get killed doing the work of the Lord, and it's unfortunate that some people do lose their lives, well, at least when you get one home, you will went home serving the Lord. Verse 18 says, "For Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient when once the long suffering of God walked in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water." Isn't that amazing that these people, that after Christ's death and resurrection, or actually after his death, it says here, he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. He told them what he had come to do. And it says, which sometimes were disobedient. And there was no doubt a lot of the people were disobedient back in the days of Noah. They didn't believe, but the Lord went and preached to them anyway. And he told them what he was doing, and in the atoning death of himself. And verse 21 says, "The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Verse 22 says, "Who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him." Right now, our King, Jesus, a man, an authentic man, a man probably 6 foot tall, probably weighs 180, 90, 200 pounds. The man that walked on this earth, a man just like you and me, a God that became a man, and now that authentic man, which ascended and went back to heaven, a flesh and bone man, sits at the right hand of the Father, ruling the cosmos. Isn't that amazing? The King of the universe. And his name is Jesus Christ. And he loved you and me enough to become flesh and blood, and then to die on the cross so that we could have eternal life. And then he went back to the Father, and he done all these things, and he did it all for you and me. What a God we serve. And since he's gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, all the angels and all authorities and all powers, both in heaven and in earth, that means all the angelic beings that are good angels, all of the angelic beings that are bad angels, all the principalities and powers, Satan himself, everything has been made subject unto him because of what he did on that cross. Oh, are we praising the King for that? Glory to God. Then chapter 4 says, "For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin." So we're supposed to cease from sin. that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. So as you see there, we are absolutely no longer to live in the flesh and the lust of the flesh of men, but we're to live according to the will of God. So it says, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. In other words, this sounds like the kind of life that most people, it's unfortunate that so many people that even profess to be Christians, we walk in these things. And we've all done it to a degree, all of us. But if I wasn't quite as bad as some people, but still, I did terrible things. And I'm so ashamed of the things I did as a Christian, as a young man. If I had only have had a really strong, awesome example. But there were none. There was not a single strong example of Christ in the entire community that I was raised up in. I mean, there was men that loved God, but they didn't talk about it. You know, they were not walking in a demonstration of the Spirit's power. I didn't realize how magnificently wonderful God is. So we need men that'll walk in a demonstration of the Spirit's power, that'll walk in such love with the Lord that when they speak in His name, He shows up to do miracles and signs and wonders. Therefore, the younger men will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the King is the King. And it's a shame that we don't do that today. So, when all these bad things that we have walked in, all of us have walked in it, even when we're lost, we walk in those things and walk in them almost continuously. But when we get saved, we're supposed to stop walking in those things. And it's so unfortunate that so many people in the church still walk in this lasciviousness, the lust, the excess of wine, the revelings, the banquetings, and abominable things, and idolatries. What a shame that people walk in that. But it says, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. So whenever you stop running with those kind of people, they will think something wrong and they'll speak evil of you. Praise the Lord. We'd like to invite you to call us at 940-242 for audio and video tapes. 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web. On the web you can see where we're speaking, where our meetings are going to be held, and where we're going to be going. And also you can get to us there and order our video and audio tapes. But they're all free. We'll be happy to send them to you. All you got to do is fill out the email on the website and tell us what you want. And we'll be happy to send those things to you. Whatever you do this week, praise the Lord Jesus Christ.